Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Devendra Tiwari. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Scott?
Very good. Although we're going to talk about some very bad stuff. Bad guys. Bad
yes.
guys that will hit our Azure machines, try to hurt us, but we have endpoint protection.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about endpoint protection.
So the Microsoft Endpoint Protection for Azure Cloud Services and Virtual Machine is a malware protection capability that protects your system from malware, including viruses, spyware, or any malicious or unwanted software which is running onto your system or attempting to install or run on the system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a capability which is an important capability in the dynamic threat evolving landscape, as you know. So we live in this world where the landscape is continuously changing, and it's very important that we provide this capability to help protect our systems and the application environment.
Right, well, and all these machines and all of these applications that I write are going to take input, they're going to take posts from web APIs, and users are going to be uploading files.
Right.
I don't know if those users are good guys or bad guys.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
So this is built into my Azure VM and my Azure cloud service.
Right.
Okay, so how do I set something like this up, and what do I get when I do turn it on?
So what happens is, like, when you have this capability enabled inside your environment, you get the following features. Real-time protection. The real-time protection helps basically monitor the activity on the system and detects any malware or any viruses or spyware, and then provide the remediation
mm-hmm.
by removing that the bad thing.
Quarantining it,
removing it, and at the same time, it also helps reporting it back to the to Microsoft Azure to ensure the rapid delivery of signatures, to ensure that there is a rapid response in the event there is a malware coming through some channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is basically also kind of enables the DSS, which is the dynamic signature service, and it's also part of the Microsoft Active Protection System, the MAPS,
mm-hmm.
which is basically the real-time protection in your cloud environment.
Are these signatures similar to the ones that I get nightly on my laptop?
Right, so that's basically the point number four, where you get updates. The updates could be the platform updates, the anti-malware or the endpoint protection platform updates, which are approximately shipped 3 times a year
mm-hmm.
or annually. And then the engine updates, which are more or less on a monthly basis. Then the signature updates, which happens on a daily basis. So yes, you get different kinds of updates depending on the predetermined cadence
mm-hmm.
to help protect your system and to keep your system up to date.
And I can do both real-time and scheduled searches for malware?
Yes, that's the beauty of this capability, where you get real-time protection, and at the same time, you can also have a periodic scheduled scan against your target system to detect and remediate the malware.
Mm-hmm. And so if I write a cloud service like an expense reporting system where people upload PDFs, I could test this by uploading something evil and naming it PDF and uploading it into my application, and then real time would catch that as soon as it hit the disk?
Exactly, yeah. So I'll as we go through the demo and as we go through the workflow, we will look into how if I have a malware getting into my system through some channels,
mm-hmm.
Then how this capability will help determine or detect that malware and remediate that. So
sure.
Yes, we'll go through that workflow.
Let's look at that workflow then.
Now, before we go through the workflow, just one more thing. So now this capability is available, or the feature, endpoint protection feature, is available for Azure cloud services and virtual machines.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's included and built into the platform, into the system,
mm-hmm.
but you have to take an action to enable it, and I'll walk you through the configuration on what it takes to enable, provide your custom configuration, and at the same time enable a monitoring of the anti-malware events
mm-hmm.
Into your system.
Okay.
Now we have developed the service management APIs and PowerShell commandlets. We'll go through in the demo on how you basically those commandlets can be used to programmatically enable and configure endpoint protection into your environment.
Cool.
So with that, this is a workflow which will show you basically how these different pieces fits together to enable, configure, and enable monitoring of your endpoint protection. So let's say that I am an IT admin or a service admin of an enterprise, and I would like to enable anti-malware across my cloud services.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the applications, cloud service applications deployed in Azure.
And there might be many of them.
It could be many of them, exactly. It could be many of them across your different roles, web roles, worker roles, or your virtual machines. Mm-hmm. So what I need is I need to call this set-Azure service anti-malware extension. This is an a service management API, or you can call it as a PowerShell commandlet, which is a wrapper on the API. It expects you to provide the name of the service.
Mm-hmm.
So for the purpose of this demo, we are going to call it as my cloud service. This is basically going to run across my production or my staging slots. Now, when you are trying it out for the first time, you want to watch the configuration, you want to watch how it works on your in your environment, and at the same time you want to fine-tune your configuration before you roll it out in the production environment.
Mm-hmm.
So what you will do is, like, you will try it out in a staging environment and then do some perf testing against your benchmark, and then once the configuration is kind of settle, then you roll it out in prod.
Mm-hmm.
Then you basically provide an anti-malware configuration. It's an XML config which basically confirms to a schema. And that includes an opt-in to enable the anti-malware or the endpoint protection feature across your environment. It also basically allows you to provide your own custom configuration. If you want to exclude certain paths or certain processes,
right,
or files from your system, maybe because of perf reason or whatever other reasons, right?
Sure.
Then you can do that as part of that configuration. It also allows you to enable monitoring so that you can monitor the health of your environment. And the monitoring is basically enabled through the Windows Azure Diagnostic module,
mm-hmm,
or an extension. And what you need to do is, in order to enable that, you have to specify the your Azure storage account or the store where the anti-malware events are collected,
okay,
so that you get a view into your the health of your system. So
does this take long to set up?
It's a one, as you can see, it's a single API call,
okay,
with a bare to minimum configuration input.
Maybe we can, we've only got a few minutes,
sure,
maybe we can actually do that and then watch the workflow while it's happening in the background.
Sure, sure, we can do that too. So let me show you.
So you're going to look on an actual Azure system right now.
Yes. So I am here on the Azure. This is the Azure portal.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done is here is I have deployed my cloud service EP7, and I have web role and worker role deployed as part of this cloud service.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is, now I just want to quickly show you the state of that my environment. So
mm-hmm,
this is basically I RDP into my cloud service VM.
Right.
And as you can see here, the anti-malware service is installed, but it's in a disabled state. And that's,
okay,
where, as I was saying earlier, that the user has to explicitly take an action to enable it.
All right.
So the service is in a stop state. There are no anti-malware events collected inside my event log.
Okay.
For obvious reasons, because the service is in a stop state. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to run this PowerShell commandlet.
Right.
And this PowerShell commandlet is going to enable endpoint protection. It's going to enable monitoring on the system. Now, we talked about the anti-malware configuration input. So this is the configuration input. This is the bare minimum configuration input where you're opting in to enable the service by saying that, hey, I want to enable anti-malware true.
Mm-hmm.
I want certain schedule scan settings enabled on my system where,
right,
I will get periodic scans.
And then excluding logs.
Then I'm excluding certain paths or processes, including volumes. Like, let's say I want to exclude volume A and B.
Sure.
And then I'm saying I want to enable monitoring of the anti-malware events. So with this bare minimum configuration, now I'm going to run this, and it's going to execute against my VM, against my cloud service. And the anti-malware, the endpoint protection service will be then enabled, including the monitoring.
And is it just turning it on for this worker role or for the entire cloud service?
So it's going to turn on for the entire cloud service,
nice,
which is basically under my cloud service.
That's nice. So I only have to run it once,
sure,
and it,
yes,
will fan out to all of them.
Exactly. Now once, so while that is happening in the background, let's go back to our workflow where I was showing. So if we come back to our workflow while that command gets executed,
mm-hmm,
against my cloud service. So what I was showing here is I have executed this command.
Right.
Now this call is going to go against my target cloud service,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to enable the endpoint protection, as you can see here.
Okay.
Once that is done, then the anti-malware events will be reported locally to the OS events by the anti-malware service.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as I was saying, like since I've opted into anti-malware monitoring, the monitoring agent is going to look into the OS events on a predetermined cadence or a frequency,
right.
and it's going to pull those events and push it into my my store, which is the storage here.
Mm-hmm.
So with this bare minimum, you can say one single API call and a simple anti-malware configuration, you have now enabled anti-malware, and at the same time, you have enabled anti-malware monitoring for your cloud application or for your cloud services. Now, so things don't stop here. What you can do additionally is, like, once you have the anti-malware events inside your storage,
mm-hmm.
You can extract those anti-malware health events and any detections or any remediation actions which have been taken on your inside your application environment. And those that data can be then fed into your SIEM system, which is basically the security information and event management system, or any other reporting
mm-hmm.
Scheme you have for your enterprise. And that information then can be fed, and then you can build kind of a reporting view on the top of that. And at the same time, you can also build an alerting and notification scheme on the top of that. Like, hey, you want to, let's say, get notified when there is a malware detected on your system, or there is a remediation action taken, right? So those email alerts or notification can be then routed to your email inbox.
And I can pull these into my existing application, my existing IT infrastructure, whatever I need to know about these events.
Exactly,
I
right.
can hear about them.
Right.
That seems very straightforward and pretty easy.
Right.
Right now, just at the end, has it come up on that worker role now?
Yes, let's go and take a look. Now, so if I go to my worker role here.
So we'll look at the event manager here briefly and see that's come up. So it's actually, I like that it's doing it across all of them, and I don't have to do that myself.
Exactly, yeah. So now here, you
not
can see, yes, you can see that now my anti-malware service is running.
Yeah.
So initially, it was in a stop state. And in the event log, we have the anti-malware events recorded here in the event log.
Mm-hmm.
You can see here, these are the anti-malware events.
Yeah.
2002, 2000, showing the signature
updates, too.
The engine update, exactly.
Yeah.
And what you can also do is, like, this is, let's say that you are not able to RDP into your VM, or you don't want to RDP into your VM, then you can watch those events from outside. For example, I have this Azure Storage Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a view built on the top of the Azure Store. And I can go here and I can watch for those events into this Storage Explorer. This is available on the CodePlex site.
Mm-hmm.
And I can run that and then see that the anti-malware events, they show up here. We just enable it across our web and the worker role, and the events show up here as the configurations we have applied and the monitoring we have enabled.
So we can manage it all headless if we want to.
You can manage it all headless.
Very cool. We're enabling endpoint protection in Azure VMs and cloud services here on Azure Friday.
Thank you.